Okay, we will continue with our post-race media availabilities. We're now joined by winner of the Zippo 200 at the Glen, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 Nos Rowdy Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing, crew chief Eric Phillips, and Steve D'Souza, executive VP of Xfinity Development, Xfinity and Development for Joe Gibbs Racing. Kyle, we'll start with you. Kyle, we'll start with you. This is your first victory and seventh top 10 finish in 10 races here at Watkins Glen International. How's it feel to finally win?
Feels good. It's been a long time coming. You know, feel like we've been so close so many times and had fast race cars so many times, and just something's kind of kept us out of victory lane. Sounds a lot like this year, I guess, but overall, finally able to check this box off the list. So, you know, can't say enough about Eric Phillips and all these guys on this Joe Gibbs Racing NOS Energy Drink Toyota Camry. It just was really, really fast. And I knew that I just had to not screw it up, and I tried. But we were fast enough that we could recover. And Eric made a great call there when those guys all ducked off. I was still running fast lap times just like last week. And we were able to kind of stretch our gap a little bit or close the gap back into what Brad was. And I think he came out and got stuck in traffic or something for a few laps and kind of got slowed up. So it just gave us that opportunity to jump him on pit road, and that's what we did. And then having that, I don't know if having that much fresher tires really did a whole lot, but certainly felt like it did there late in the race.
Okay, and Eric, what was it like to make the calls from the pit box for Joe Gibbs Racing's first win here?
It's interesting with the stages. You know, there's a whole lot of different scenarios that you can play out, and we were kind of where we wanted to be there, and we messed up getting into one there and looped it, and then
that's all right.
kind of backed my strategy out. They were really close to be able to pit there with two to go in that last stage, and I felt like if we were the leader, we could control that and keep them on our strategy. And then caution came out, so it kind of played in our favor there. And then I knew once we got back there after that caution right before the end of the second stage, if we could run a couple clean laps, I felt like we could get in front of those guys and gap them. And then I almost cut it too close, but it's a game playing with the caution. Are you going to get a caution or stay out longer? But it worked out in our favor, and we got to victory lane today.
And, Steve, what does it mean for the organization to get a win here?
Well, obviously, I think Kyle and Eric have said it all. It was great to watch them. Eric and his group did a wonderful job preparing the car, and then Kyle coming back, you know, from three little hits there, and just to be able to watch him and come up. Proud to be part of his 90th win, watching him do this. It's really fun to see him do that. Look forward to his 100th, which hopefully is coming soon as well. But great job by everybody at JGR and the support group.
Awesome. We'll open it up for questions. Right here, Reed.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. So Kyle, you beat Logano on the outside on a restart. Why did you pick the inside on the last one? Was that too risky to take the outside then, or did you want to split the teammates?
I thought about it a few different times, and I guess my thought there at the end was to just be in control of the inside, being the inside guy. You know, being on that outside, you leave yourself vulnerable to the guy on the inside wiping you out, you know. So I didn't want to have that. Even if Brad got a good restart and was alongside me, you know, I'm the inside car. Eight tires turn better than four. You know, I could probably use him up and make it through turn two the way I would want to. But that's kind of where I settled in my thoughts.
Bob? Bob Hockers, ESPN. Kyle, did the driving through too many pit boxes, is that just a matter of it being a different pit road as far as like being opposite side? And is that one of the reasons why you do this race?
I don't know how close it was. I need to go back and look at it. I mean, I didn't think I was that close, but I tried to make sure that I was just getting over and straight enough that my guys, I didn't mess them up and having a good stop because they're backwards. You know, I'm trying to do everything that I can to make it easier for them, and I just must have misjudged a little bit, I guess. But, you know, it's not harder by any means. It just was a slight mistake on me trying to help out my pit crew.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Kyle, after the win at Pocono and then after finally getting the win here in the Xfinity Series after so many years of trying, I think since 2006, do you feel like you've broken through like a plate glass of frustration here that like maybe the worm has turned and things are finally picking up for you this year?
what's the saying? I feel like I've been in a glass case of emotions all year long. Is that what you're saying? I broke out of it finally. I don't know. It's just, you know, like I said earlier, you know, just not having one here forever in the Xfinity Series and then not having one forever, it seems, in the last year. Finally, 2 weeks in a row, it's kind of turned around a little bit. So just feels good in that respect. And, you know, hopefully we're just peaking at the right time and we're able to, you know, ride this wave of momentum a little bit and keep it going through the rest of the year. I mean, it's a long ways to go the rest of the year. It's 14 weeks, obviously, I think. But, you know, still, it doesn't hurt to have opportunities to win races at any point in the season, especially second half.
Go over here to the left.
The Penske cars kind of had a stranglehold on this race the last few years. Just added satisfaction to beat them both just on raw speed, no racecraft, no pit strategy.
Yeah, I mean they were pretty quick. You know, we were quicker when we were up front. We were able to drive away from them a little bit there, and then I messed up and got back in traffic and never really had an opportunity to race them for more than about two laps, I guess, before they pitted when we were close enough to be able to see if I could pass them back, but. Yeah, I mean, certainly they have been the class of the field here for the last few years, and we've known that, and we've been watching that, and we've been trying to chase them down, and like I said, we've had some fast race cars here the last few years, just right there with them, maybe not faster than them, but it all comes down to just being able to wheel it at the end and get the job done, but feels good that Eric Phillips and these guys prepared a fast car for me this time around, and we got to score the win.
I have two more. One for Kyle. What did you think when the caution came out, and did you give Mears a wave when you drove by him on the track?
I don't know why we have driver's meetings, because they tell you in the driver's meeting where there's other opportunities to pull off the racetrack if you have a problem, and nobody ever pays attention to where those holes are in the racetrack. I mean, it's just it's mind-boggling why we even bother. So, yes, I gave him a little wave.
Because you got a little close to him, too. And Steve, I asked somebody who's the favorite for next week, and they said who's ever driving the 18. And I don't know if you guys have announced, but can you tell us who's driving the 18 car next week? And then also, can you talk about how Ryan Preece got Kentucky? Was that something that you guys felt like you just awarded him with for the win?
Yeah, Regan Smith's going to drive the car next week. And then talking to Ryan Preece and his group of people up in the Northeast, they great group of people, businessmen, wanted to really help him, and so they came back, and we had Kentucky still available. We were working on it, so we were able to put together a deal with him again and let him run the car in Kentucky again.
Jim?
Jim Hunter, motorsport.com. For Kyle, you picked up your win at Indianapolis. Is there anything that took place in practice today that makes you
Pocono?
Think? I'm sorry, Pocono. That makes you think you wouldn't have an opportunity to possibly do two in a row this weekend?
You're talking tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any reason why we can't or why we shouldn't have a shot to be able to win here tomorrow. We had a really fast race car in opening practice, and felt like we had a fast race car in second practice too, but a couple of guys kind of closed the gap on us, so they brought themselves closer to us. Overall, though, the M&M's Caramel Camry was good, so, you know, we lost 30 minutes in the first practice because of all the cautions, then we lost 30 minutes in the second practice because of having to sit out for a penalty, so we only had about 40 total minutes of practice here this weekend, so it was really short for us, but good thing my guys unloaded with a fast race car because, you know, we didn't have to make a whole lot of changes to it. Felt pretty good with what we had.